Okay, welcome to Ultra Faction. I believe we're using 21st century media in the context of the 20th century. In politics, we have the old institutions of phone banking and mailing lists and TV media and radio media and stuff, to where you just had spots that were linear and not interactive, as you could have with computer software. And I've yet to see any aggressive interactive political website done to where you have hives and hives of information and databases tailored to your specific needs to be truly informed on an issue. Because when certain issues are tied to huge documents, it's impossible to know the full story, even though if you think you have a solid opinion. What I call it is a surface information, is that you have a bland and a linear presentation, or if it's trying to be summarized by someone, it's still a linear presentation of the issue or the information tied to the issue, instead of having some type of interactive hive to where you can go and delve in to see for yourself. We end up chasing polls and hot topics with rhetoric and sound bites. And like I mentioned earlier, like you have a document like Gat, it's 23,000 pages. The point of this is that politicians tend to guide themselves by what is going to not anger anyone, regardless of what their personal opinions are. So that's what I mean by poll chasing. You elect an entire candidate, not a single issue, or even not even a collection of issues. It's the person you vote for, unfortunately. You can't carve up a politician and say, I'll take their stance on abortion, but not their stance on taxes. Or I like what they said about education, but I don't like what they do about foreign policy. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly, all in one enchilada. It's not checkers, it's chess. And what I mean by that is that too often people say that if you're honest, you'll lose, because sooner or later you're going to have an opinion that offends someone. So you have to come across this universally good politician that is on everyone's side, running to the middle, as they call it. And in checkers, every defeat is one close defeat to the actual losing of the game. Because the goal is to wipe out your opponent's all your opponent's pieces. But in chess, you can sacrifice pawns or a rook or what have you to get to the king of your opponent. So that's what I mean by it's being not checkers, it's chess. Now, one thing I'm pushing in my software is visual maps and structures. Something to where you can look at a glance and see, like you can bell curves or spikes and charts and stuff like that, where certain themes happen. For every time there's an instance of capitalism clashing with environmentalism, there could be like a green triangle that's overlapping with a red circle, and that'll indicate friction. And to have a visual representation of political theme and concept, like I have my phase one outline on my front page, and I'll have our software concepts. Now, the goal in the beginning is to, I can do my video tours, have a calibration menu to tailor and to the user and find their weak spots. Now, what I mean is that if they feel a certain way on one issue, they might feel another way on another issue, like a generic liberal, generic conservative, generic moderate, generic libertarian. You have some crossovers and turncoats every now and then, even that might fit, because you can tailor the menu towards their specific needs. And the more questions they answer in the calibration menu, the more aggressive the software gets in finding what they, as I put it, give them what they need, but what they're not looking for. Now, another thing in the software premise that I use is that to establish a precedent in ideology, like you do in computer code. When you define something as a constant instead of a variable, or you have something as a float, you can't add it to a decimal, or if you have certain objects that have certain traits, you can't readily use them in the way that they weren't designed to be used, they weren't designed for. Now, this is the same thing with ideology. If you have something like taxes or unethical to have in the context of, like they say, a death tax or something like that. And then 30 precedents later, you end up embracing something that involves a death tax. A red X with a blinking and a buzzing sound would appear in the software and saying that you define taxes in a certain context in a certain way earlier, so you're contradicting yourself with this statement. That obligates the politician to explain something or to actually cancel out their premise. So something to where this tagging system would be involved in holding politicians to iron ideology, so it would be harder for them to dance around the issues. Long-term problems need long-term solutions, what I call retrospect material. If you have to go back 200 years, or like George Washington warned us, don't break up into parties, as I was told, that it means they had to have had a party system, like in Great Britain, that degenerated for him to have said that. So sometimes you might have to go back a few hundred years to get to some precedent to why this certain precedent was established in the Constitution. Now, there's the form and format of what I call town hall meetings and group therapy, where people can interact with each other over controversial issues. And the more you clash with someone or discover what you don't feel, or should I say accurately feel that you're against, what you don't feel about an issue or do feel about an issue, that helps you grow as a person. Developing personality charts like the MBTI, the Enneagram, and Cologenics, something that done politically, the libertarians have this as a diamond. Left and right is how liberal or conservative you are, and up and down is how libertarian or authoritarian you are. And it's saying one way is the x-axis is how do you feel about an issue, and the y-axis is how much of government force do you feel should be used to enforce how you feel about that issue. It's pretty small and quick, and it's not as complex as the stuff that I'd like to develop my own software, but nevertheless it gets the idea across from time to time. Territory of the individual, specific information, how it's formatted. I think I'm going to cover this already. Another objective, polarized political activity. Get similar groups together, get similar mindsets together, get conflicting mindsets together to do different parts of the same larger task. Maximize the potential of the individual and have a new denominator of mass information handling. Summation menus done through the calibration menus that can take, like I say in my front page, a 900 trillion article database and just crunch it down to something that any Joe Blow who's in front of a keyboard can take advantage of. So you don't need an army of people to translate and research and dissect for you, because the software would have already done that. And that's basically the premise of the software that I want to push at Ultra Faction.